Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you for tuning in again to Hebrews 4:16. This is our second show. And as Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. This show is dedicated to praying for others, and just, you know, worshiping God because He is always faithful and just gracious to us. He's merciful, and there's nothing like Christ. Today's show, I just wanted to concentrate on just praying for our young people. They're going through so many things in our society, going, you know, through a lot of challenges, and even in, while they're going through school, that, you know, they're met with different adversities, and just whether it's bullying or just standing up for Christ, period. So I just wanted to, like, pray for their protection, whether in school, out of school, pray for their health, and then that God would just watch over them. So I just want to thank God for, you know, our children. I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord. I will bless Thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless Thee, O Lord. Lord, I just thank You for just another opportunity to have this radio show, to lift up Your name, to glorify You. For we know that there is none like You. You are worthy, holy, omnipotent, you know, and just gracious and merciful toward us. Lord, in today's show, I just wanted to lift up our children, Lord, because they need You, oh God. They need Your protection. They need You day in and day out, wherever they go, oh God. And Lord, we are just praying, oh God, that You will just watch over them, keep them under the hedge of Your protection while they're in school, while they're with their friends. Keep them, oh God. Guide them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray even while they're in school, Lord, that You would even give them a mind to study. Give them a mind to do well on their tests and in their schoolwork, Lord. Be respectful to their teachers, O God. Lord, we pray, O God, that You just guide them, O God. Give them focus, O God, that they would, you know, just buckle down in their schoolwork and that they would want to do well, O Lord. Lord, we just pray, O God, even for those children in their challenges that they might come to face, O God. Lord, we pray, O God, that You just give them a mind for salvation, O God. Give them a mind to love You, O God. Give them a mind to want to serve You, O God, even to study Your word and be an example to their friends, O God. Lord, we just pray, O God, Lord, that You would just allow them to be peacemakers even among their friends, O God, and stand up for You and show the love of Christ in their lives to their friends, O God. Lord, we just pray, O God, that You would just bury the word in their hearts and put it there that it would just be there, that when they even speak to their friends, that the word would come out, O God, that they would be a witness to others of Your love, O God. Lord, we just pray, O God, that the children would be even respectful to their parents, O God. Lord, give them a mind to want to do right and do the right thing, even amongst their friends and amongst their parents and their relatives, to be people of integrity, O God, and people who trust You in everything that they do, that they will be faithful individuals and faithful to the call of Your word, O God. Lord, I pray that You would give them a pure heart, Lord, put a purity in their lives, O God, that they would you know, just exhume who you are, oh God, and exhume your goodness and your love, oh God, and exhume your generosity, and that this would show, oh God, and be a light among men and to others, oh God, Lord. I just pray that you would help children to be children of responsibility, oh God, children that would stand up and always do the right thing, Lord, you know, whether it's in school, whether it's at home, whether it's on the street, Lord, guide their footsteps, guide them day in and day out, Lord Jesus. Lord, even when they're amongst people, oh God, that they would always do the right thing, Lord. I pray for even those children, Lord Jesus, who are even in other countries who may be poor, oh God, and that may not have any food to eat, Lord, but Lord, that you're supplying their every need, and even for their parents, that you're supplying the need of their parents, oh God, so that those children will be able to be protected and fed, Lord Jesus. We pray for those people, those children even here in the United States, oh God, because we even have poverty here, but we pray for them, oh God, that you would supply their needs and that you would put food on their tables, oh God, and fill their bellies, oh God, Lord, and that you would protect them, that no harm will come to them, oh God. Lord, I pray for those children, Lord, that are maybe have been taken, oh God, by people who like to sell, buy and sell children. I pray for those children, oh God, that you would make a way that they would be found, oh God, that make a way that they would be returned to their families, oh God. Make a way that they of escape for those children, that they won't have to be sold into that type of slavery, oh God, Lord. You know, Lord, open doors that they would be able to find their way home, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just pray, oh God, for those children, Lord, for and give them the strength that they need that they would be okay to even go through what they have to go through, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for each and every child's life, oh God, because children today, they have a lot to deal with, whether it's just bullying, whether it's, you know, the stress of everyday society, whether it's standing up into their peers and doing the right thing in an evil society, Lord. Lord, we just pray, oh God, that you would give them the strength and the dignity and the want to do the right thing no matter what, and that even those who love you with all their heart, that they would be able to stand on your word no matter what, Lord Jesus, and be an example, Lord. I pray for those children who you have called into ministry, oh God, that you have put that ministry so deep in their hearts that they can't even get away from it, oh Lord, that you, Lord, would open up the doors for them to use the ministry you have given them, oh God, that even when the time comes, that that ministry will come forth, that they will bless others, that they will be an example, that the word that you have put in their hearts would ring out, oh God, and even bring others to salvation, oh God. For there is none like you, Lord, and we know that you have blessed the children, oh God, and that you love the children, oh God. So we just pray, oh God, that you keep them under the hedge of your protection. Let your Holy Spirit surround them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even in places where there's drought and floods, oh God, we have had so much flooding here in the United States, oh God, because of the hurricane and even in some of the tropical areas, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that you restore those homes, oh God, so that even those children in those homes and their families, oh God, would be restored, and that their homes would you know, just drain out of that water, oh God, so that, you know, they would get some help also, oh God, and food that they need, oh God, and clothes that they need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray that you supply every need, oh God, according to your riches and glory, so that these children will be fed, clothed, and protected, oh God. Lord, even protect the children on the streets, oh God, those when they're walking on the streets, oh God, whether home, to their homes or to their schools, or whether they're with their friends on the streets, oh God, just protect them. Because even on the streets, oh God, sometimes these children, you know, they may get shot with a bullet, but Lord, block those bullets, oh God. Block the gang members, oh God, that they would not do harm to the children, Lord Jesus. But our children, will be protected wherever they go, wherever they're at, wherever they may be, whether it's inside the classroom, inside their homes, on the streets, oh God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, even those children who might be experimenting with drugs, oh God, we pray that you just take the taste of drugs out of their lips, oh God, that they won't not want to take those drugs anymore, or those children who are even experimenting with cigarettes, that they won't want to smoke anymore or drink anymore, Lord, so that they would have purity even in their bodies, oh God. We pray for those children who are sick and in the hospitals, Lord Jesus, that you would heal their bodies, oh God. Heal the bodies of the children, those children who have been experiencing pain, whether it's cancer or leukemia or pain, you know, whether in their backs or wherever it is, Lord, that you would just bring healing to those children. Bring healing, oh God, in their bodies, that their bodies would be restored and made whole, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray for those children, even in the war-torn countries, oh God, where families are being ripped apart or families are being killed, Lord, that you would protect the children, oh God. Place your hand upon them. Give them a way out, oh God. Even, you know, just help their families, oh God, that these children will be protected and that they would be okay and that their families will be okay, oh God. And, Lord, we just pray for those children who are in countries that, you know, are against Christianity and then are trying to tear down the Christian families, oh God, that you would help them in everything and all things that they are trying to do, whether they need a way of escape, oh God. Lord, that we pray that there's no harm that comes on these children and no harm to their families, oh God. Just keep them, oh God, for there is none like you, oh God, worthy and precious God. There is none like you. Lord, we need you. Our children need you. Their families need you, oh God. So, Lord, just protect them. Guide them, oh God. You know, give them strength, oh God, in their minds, Lord. Strength, oh God, in everything that they do, oh God. Those children, oh God, also, Lord, who are plagued with wanting to kill themselves, who are plagued with suicide in their mind, Lord. We just pray, oh God, Lord, that you just take that depression from them, oh God, that they know that you are God and that you love them and that their families love them, oh God. Give them a joy and a peace in their spirit, oh God. Take that thought of suicide away from them, that they won't want to, you know, harm themselves, oh God. Even those children that are cutters, that cut themselves, Lord. Lord, restore them. Restore their hearts. Restore their minds. Restore their spirits, oh God. Lord, that they will not be sad or depressed anymore, Lord. Give them a strength. Give them a joy, Lord. Put a joy in their heart of happiness, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I even pray for those children who are, you know, even, I guess, like, seeking devil worship, oh God. We pray that you would send someone their way to be a witness of your goodness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you are worthy, you are glorious, Lord, and I just pray for each and every child that no matter where they are, that you are with them. And I pray all these things in your name. I thank you, I praise you, I give you the glory, for you are worthy to be praised. And we just thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. And God bless you. Thank you for listening, and please join me again. And our next show will be aired on Sunday, same time, 6:30 p.m. And thank you for listening and praying with me also.